You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Football Friday. Thank you for listening. Your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and as always, streaming live on YouTube. Wear a special shirt for YouTube today. Ike, this is my shirt for the YouTube folks. I don't know if you see what's on the shirt.
Yes, I do.
There you go. For the YouTube folks. All right. Jack, you ready to do the top five at five? It's sponsored by Roto-Rooter, but I don't have my Roto-Rooter thing up here, but I will in a second because the top five at five is sponsored by Roto-Rooter, and that's not there either. But hold on a second because, do I love Roto-Rooter. I would love to tell you about Roto-Rooter and all the great things about them. The top five at five is brought to you by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I decided to put a little wrinkle on today's top five at five. I could have done funniest things that happened on WIP this week.
Sure.
But I put a little, put my thinking cap on.
Wow, you worked on it.
A little bit.
Okay.
So what have you today are the five trades I'm exploring as general manager of the afternoon show.
Okay, so but these are trades that could happen within WIP. It's not just the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm exploring.
Okay.
Starting at number five, I'm looking to trade the Nick Sirianni day after presser to the midday show. It's really just a salary dump situation.
Yeah, I don't need anything back, actually. I just need the time back. I need 12 minutes.
I need my life back.
Yeah, the 12 to 17 minutes. Absolutely. We could play the highlights or whatever. Something good happens. I would love if they would do it at
12:15.
It used to be
12:15.
Yeah.
If we could go back to 12:15, I'm selling it. It's like a Castellano situation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm willing to eat some money to get off the Nick Sirianni day after press conference.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wish it was better. I do. It's like, you know who could make it better? I'm not blaming Nick. I'm blaming the people asking the questions.
Yeah.
Make it better.
Yeah.
Make it better. Ask a question we all care about, not just whatever quote you need for your little story. Sirianni talks 100 times during the week. Get your little quote 2 days later. Don't get it on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they lose on Sunday. We'll be very curious what the day after press conference is going to be like on Monday.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
Why don't we keep it this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fourth trade I'm looking to make as GM of the afternoon show is I'm already looking to get Morgenstein back from sales.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we're going to lose Justin Morgenstein, our video guy.
Yeah, he's been our video guy for how long? I mean, since we started doing YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since like January.
Yeah.
Yeah. Close friend of the program.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to miss Morgenstein.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to get him back from sales. But you know what? He's going to go over there. He's going to end up being one of those friggin' sales guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to drive a nicer car than us eventually.
Yep. Yep.
You know, not right away, but eventually.
Yep,
we know what's going to happen.
Yep.
But maybe then.
Hey, Steiny just got a Benz.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he
come
did.
On. Yeah. Well, you write the commercials that long. You get a bigger car. The longer exactly. commercial, the bigger the car.
Yeah.
You know, maybe when Morgenstern hits the heights where he gets, you know, was making all that money, he can take us out to the steakhouse and then you can...
Yeah, order a steak on him.
On him.
Yeah.
My favorite Morgenstern moment was when he ordered one appetizer crab cake at dinner because you put the fear of God into him.
No, Jack did.
Jack did, right, yeah.
And I had set him up for failure there because I also did not order a steak. And he said, if I'm not ordering a steak, then he can't order a steak.
Right.
And really, I sabotaged Morgenstern.
Yes.
It was we got tight Morgenstern.
Yeah, we did.
Immediately.
He was very tight that night.
Immediately.
Yeah. Farewell, Morgenstern.
We'll take him out again.
You traitor.
We may invite you to the next dinner, Justin. Yeah. We might.
Well, it depends on the new guy.
Good point.
Yeah. Maybe we invite the new guy.
We'll see. We'll see. The third trade I'm looking to make as general manager of the afternoon show, I'm looking to trade Go Birds for maybe Uncovering the Birds or the Guns podcast. I mean, is it time to be in the market for a new Eagles pod? I mean,
one that'll get a scoops or something?
Yeah, instead of daily things about how much great Sirianni is and how he can be in a documentary about him one day.
Well, I do love Go Birds Daily. Can we keep Go Birds Daily and trade? I'll tell you, though, the game after Go Birds where him and James were fighting about how Jalen played,
yeah,
that was must-watch podcasting.
It fed families.
Yeah. I think Go Birds, if the Eagles season were to go down the tubes, which I don't think is going to happen, but if it were, I think Go Birds will be a must listen. I think those two fighting about it will be a must listen.
Oh,
you know? Because is James strung as high on the high hopes as he is on Go Birds?
No.
He's
no.
pretty high strung on Go Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty passionate about Jalen.
He is. Yeah. He is.
I can appreciate
He's
that.
Even doing the lying about how he's sacrificing his stats for wins, which is one of the annoying things that Jalen fans do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not sacrificing his stats for wins. I'm sure the Eagles
are sacrificing stats.
Yeah, he's not a hero anyway.
Not intentionally anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, the second trade I'm looking to make as GM of the afternoon show is, are we putting Mike Mayock on the block? I mean, look at this yesterday.
Man, as a fan, you would just like it if they would shut up for 1 week so you could talk about the football team.
Well, you got a question there, big fella?
No.
I mean, is there infighting? Is this like an AJ Jalen situation between Spike and Mike Mayock? Do we have to, for the greater good of the show, put him on the trading block? We don't want to. Great player.
I love Mayock.
Yeah. This is one of those ones you have to work out.
We have to. Yeah. You got it. You know, maybe AJ and Jalen won't get in a room and hash it out.
Right.
But I think we're going to need
them.
We need each other at this point.
Yeah, Mayock is valuable. Not getting traded.
No.
I mean, I wasn't asking a question. I was just, I'm trying to not.
Good friends catching up.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
He was just talking.
Just talking.
Sort of giving my perspective on things.
Yeah. He said, bleep your perspective. Where's the question?
Would you stop?
All right.
He hit me with a big foul. That was really All right.
But the number one trade I'm looking to make as GM of the afternoon show is I'm looking to make a trade for Devin Caney. Because this kind of content belongs on the afternoon show. Listen to Devin Caney earlier this week lay this gem out there.
And let me say this on behalf of the city of Philadelphia. We've never had a president assassinated here. Thank you very much.
Wow.
What?
Okay. Because of the Dallas thing, I get it. Yeah. It's just a weird segue.
That's a very weird flex.
They got Shane.
Are you sure, though? Like, if you really think about it. If you really think about it.
Devin.
Fair.
We've had four presidents assassinated. Which one happened in Philadelphia?
None of them. None of them.
Thank you.
I was just saying.
The jury rests its case.
Because Philly used to be the president. I mean, the capital.
Yeah.
If you really think about it.
I actually heard that live. That was Wednesday morning.
What was she trying to say?
She wasn't sure if there was a president assassinated in Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, I'm aware of that, but I thought maybe she was trying to say something else. There was definitely not a president assassinated here.
Are you sure, though?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And if there's anybody that's sure, it's the camera.
It's the camera, yes.
He saw a fast.
Well, he nailed that quick. Yeah. He's the four presidents assassinated.
Yeah.
I don't even know the four. I just know JFK.
Well, and Lincoln.
And Lincoln, yes, obviously. I'm sorry.
Right. Those two.
Yes, at the theater.
The Ford Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ford Theater.
Could you play that again? I'm sorry.
And let me say this on behalf of the city of Philadelphia. We've never had a president assassinated here. Thank you very much.
Wow.
What?
Okay, because of the Dallas thing, I get it. Yeah. It's just a weird segue.
That's a very weird flex.
They got Shane.
Are you sure, though? Like, if you really think about it. If you really think about it.
Devin.
Fair.
We've had four presidents assassinated. Which one happened in Philadelphia?
None of them. None of them.
Thank you.
Well, not really. Okay. In the background.
I was just saying.
Because
Philly used to be the president. I mean, the capital.
No,
yeah.
If you really think about it.
That's just it.
She really could step in for you, and we would not miss a beat.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about today that
what?
I brought up to Jill?
What?
I heard a seagull this morning.
A seagull?
Yeah, a seagull.
Okay.
A seagull. Seagull. Like Beanie Siegel is what you
said. I didn't see Beanie Siegel.
Yes.
I saw
seagull.
I see. Is it oil or is it all? So I saw a seagull this morning.
Seagull.
I saw a seagull.
No, gull.
Seagull.
Seagull.
Steven Seagal.
No.
So I saw a seagull this morning.
Yeah, here's what I want you to do. The word G-U-L-L.
Gull.
Gull. Seagull.
Seagull.
Yeah, not seagull.
Not seagull.
Seagull.
So anyway.
Yeah.
I saw a seagull this morning.
No.
And I kind of thought seagulls just died in the winter. You know what I mean?
How did you see a seagull out?
That's where I was confused.
In Westchester.
That was my point.
It was probably lost.
Yeah. And then
you
I saw
thought, well, hold on. You thought they all died during the winter, and then they were, you've never heard about birds flying south for the winter.
I've heard about geese. I didn't think seagulls migrated. So I kind of thought they just died in the winter and then, you know, reincarnated. Not reincarnated, but you know what I mean? Like hibernating, going to
school. Okay. If they hibernate, they don't die.
Yeah, they're not dying. If they all die.
Yeah, I just kind of thought they died in the winter.
You think they hatch eggs and then go die? And then new ones are born every year?
Yeah, that could have been a theory. March of the Seagulls.
Wow. Yeah, Devin, I think Devin is dumb enough for the show. I think it would be, no offense, Devin. It's a compliment.
He's like one of the guys.
Absolutely. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Hey.
Which one?
This is Stateside.
Okay, all good.
Yep. Floater.
Yep.
Good job, Jack. Yep. Football season is in full swing, and we're bringing your tailgate must-have. No, we're bringing you your tailgate must-have. Yeah, it makes better sense. There's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on your home team. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
215-592-9494. Shy in Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
First of all, went on my drive home. I'm on Thanksgiving break. Gave me some time to reflect. I'd like to apologize for my behavior yesterday.
Well, thanks
for that behavior. What was your behavior?
I don't know. I thought I kind of got a rise out of Spike, which I'm not going to lie, I enjoyed, but
I don't even remember.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Yeah. Sometimes whole, this guy rises up during the show.
Yeah, come on, man. I mean,
it really pops out and it grows.
Yeah, the only time that I got a rise yesterday that is stuck in my brain is
right.
At 4 o'clock. So, what did you say?
It was the whole thing about AJ, and then you were yelling at me about it's not just AJ Brown talking in the locker room.
Well,
and then I said it was like Mike from ticketing, and then
I don't know. Yeah, I do remember
that.
Yeah,
it's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
All right,
Mike
anyways,
from ticketing. Yeah.
Anyways, it's Cowboys week.
Yeah.
All right, can I get some Ike juice?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I mean, just take the win. This is what I want. If the offense can put up, I don't know, maybe 20 points. I know that's asking for a lot at this point, which I know we're all shocked by. But I think the defense is going to hold it down. But there's no reason the offense can't put up more than 20 points. It's the worst defense we're facing probably all year, maybe besides Oakland or Buffalo. But going into AT&T, it's not always easy, but I think they're going to get the job done.
Oh, wait till you, Shy, and you will be first on the list when they put up 19 points on Sunday to talk about how the Dallas defense made all these additions and is actually good, and I actually don't know ball. I can't
wait.
I'll
call in. I will call in on Monday afternoon right at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
And when the Eagles put up 40 points.
I'll be thrilled.
Then I hope so.
Well, why wouldn't I be?
No, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not saying you wouldn't be.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying the excuses will be they'll be coming out of everybody's ears if they only scored, 19 points on Sunday. I can just feel it. You're going
to
do it.
I was talking to Jack. Yeah. I just want to see a win. No matter how they win, I'll be happy. I'm not going to care at this point in the season.
All right.
But I do have a Sixers question for you, and it's going to be short.
Okay.
Do you think they're being overcautious with Embiid right now, and do you think that this team can make the playoffs without Embiid playing, 45 plus games?
I don't think there's a way that you can be overcautious with Embiid at this point, to be honest with you. I think they've done it the other way. And it's just he should play when he feels all right, and he shouldn't when he doesn't. Could they make the playoffs without him playing, let's say he plays 33 games? Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Well, the East is bad, but I think hang on one second. I popped my headphones out there. There you go. The East is bad, but I think what you are seeing, though, is I think Maxi has been absolutely unbelievable this year, but you are seeing when your primary initiator is not really a guy that creates for others, when he's just sort of a small guard. When their offense is stagnant, that's partially why. Because he's not a guy that gets other... The assist numbers are high, but not every... He has the ball all the time. He's not great at that. He's not a great initiator. And I think you're sort of seeing what the ceiling of a team could be if he is the engine of your offense. I think he's a great player. I think ultimately would be better if they have an actual point guard next to him at some point, which is, I look at McCain and I hope there's some of that. But Embiid takes some of that load off too, because so much of the offense runs through him, and you can play Tyrese off ball. So I think they can make the playoffs. I don't think they can do anything without Joel something.
They're not doing anything significant without Joel in the playoffs.
Could they win 44 games or something? Yeah. For sure, yeah. But that's sort of where I'm at. I think where Ike's at, where I hope a lot of people are at, is that this year, if it's if it if Joel isn't there enough, this year is about those young guys and watching them develop and seeing what the next year is going to be like. And if we get 40, 45 games out of Joel and he's healthy for the playoffs, they could beat anybody, you know? But yeah. But they're not beating anybody without Joel.
Two short things. I think the East is better than we give the conference credit for. I mean, we lost to the Pistons without four of their starting five. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, we also were missing Embiid and Paul George. Like that's $110 million.
My next point. I don't think fans realize how important. Because listen, I'm guilty too. We give Embiid a lot of flack, but I don't think people understand how important he is to this offense and how much different. This team, I don't know, runs the floor without him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's people saying, get him out of here. I want to start Bona. I was like, okay.
No, they're morons.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, but it's that. then you're going to be checked. We will have this sort of Sixer season where people are just check out because they know there's no chance they're going to win a title or anything. So, Shai, who's your most hated Cowboy of all time?
My most hated Cowboy of all time is Cole Beasley. I didn't get to do yesterday's next question, though.
Do you want to do it?
Top
perfect 10.
Yeah, perfect 10.
All right, go ahead.
Joy Taylor.
Ooh. Thick. Joy Taylor. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good
yeah,
choice.
Joy Taylor.
All right.
It's good. Peace. I can't even think. Whitlock.
Yes.
He calls her something.
Peanut butter skin?
Yeah, peanut butter something, yeah.
Yes. He is not complimentary of her.
Yeah.
Whitlock is wild, man.
Yeah, he's out of control.
Yeah.
He's out of control.
He really is. Yeah. These
podcasters.
The Sixers are in this weird spot where every time everybody gets excited, it puts them in a position to get too mad when they...
When they don't, yeah,
you know, like everybody's whining about the third quarter, and it's like they're gonna lose a quarter.
I haven't had one complaint.
Good, I appreciate it.
I haven't had one complaint watching them this year.
It's been fun.
Yeah,
when they lose,
I'm like, all right, they lost. Yeah. When such and such played well, he played well. Yeah, and they lost. Okay.
You know, it feels weird doing the podcast after the games because if they lose it, we're like, bah. You know, Maxey played good.
Yeah.
Oh, look, VJ had a really cool dunk.
Yeah.
You know, he had a couple of alley-oops last night, one from PG, one from Maxey.
And now they're back to those damn cup games tonight.
There is cup games tonight. Not the Sixers are not, because the Sixers can only make the cup finals as a wild card now. There's no way they'll do it.
Really?
The Friday night games are the cup games.
Nice.
Yeah, because we lost our cup game to the Celtics, and we lost our cup game to the Pistons.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Awesome. Pistons are pretty good. But, like, it just shows you what the East is, because the Pistons, they're pretty good, but, like, you beat the Pistons.
Yeah, but come on, man. Pistons back in action in the East? I mean, that's basketball.
Yeah, it's good, yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're rumored to be going after Anthony Davis. So
I saw that.
That'll help.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that'll be great. For the one out of every...
Yeah, I'm like, why? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because they feel like there's an opportunity and they're going to go for it. But, all right, coming up next, we'll give you our picks for the weekend. Probably not going to be very good. Hey, if you want to go 500,
speak for yourself.
Oh, are you cooking?
Nope, I went 2-2.
Okay.
I think the whole show went 2-2.
Oh, okay.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last friend, and will he let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man. Can't find my picks. Here they are. It's 5:30 on Friday, which means we'll give you our bad NFL picks. How did we do last week, Jack?
Yeah, so 2-2 all around. So I am 23-20-1. Ike is 20-24, and Spike is also 20-24.
Hmm. Right, yeah. You got to get above 500 before the season ends.
Yeah. You got to be respectable.
Yeah.
All
right. Jack, you go first because you are in the lead.
Thank you. I'm taking the Lions to bludgeon the Giants on Sunday. I know it's 12.5 points. Don't love a huge line, but I think the Lions are a prideful team. They got a little neutered here last weekend, and they come out and they take care of business against the Giants. I'm taking the Steelers plus 2.5 against the Bears. I think both teams stink.
You hate the Steelers.
I know. But I think the Bears are also fraudulent, and they've been getting by the skin of their teeth, and maybe a Mike Tomlin defense versus Caleb, who knows. So I'll take the Steelers plus 2.5, and then I'm taking the Rams minus 6.5 against the Bucks.
Shoot.
I know. Listen, it's a pretty big line, but I'll take it. I think the Rams are still playing good football, even though last week was not great. And then I'm taking the Cowboys outright, 24-20.
Wow.
Yeah, no surprise.
Well, we got two of the same picks. I have the Lions minus 12.5 over the Giants. I also have the Rams minus 6.5 on the Bucks. Bucks have been a smoke and mirrors team. There's a weird thing going on with Bucky Irving, too. I haven't read about it, about the injury, why it's taken so long.
Yeah.
And the one different one I have the Chiefs minus 3.5 at home against the Colts. This is a must win for the Chiefs. I just like, until they are out, I refuse to believe that they are out, so I will take the Chiefs minus 3.5. And, of course, the Cowboys are going to smoke the Eagles 41-13.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Bears minus 2.5 over Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
You kidding me? You think Mason Rudolph is going to beat Caleb Williams in Chicago? Not happening. Not happening. Give me the Bears minus 2.5 over Pittsburgh. I'm with you guys. Detroit romps the Giants, man. That's not a good sign for us with all three of us picking this game.
It makes me want to go the other way.
Yeah. When you two picked it, I was like, do I just want to get another game? But no, I think Detroit wins this game. And the reason why I'm comfortable with the 12.5, because Dan Campbell's the type of guy that will run up the score on you after he just lost the game. So I could see them keeping their foot on the gas all game. Give me Detroit. And Spike, I'm going opposite you. I'm taking the Colts plus 3.5 over the Chiefs. Yeah. Yeah, Chiefs may win that game, but are you kidding me? You think I'm disrespecting Daniel Jones? Come on, man. That team is what, 9-2? 8-2? Yeah. What are they?
Something like that.
8-2? Coming off the bye week? Yeah, if you're going to give me points with a team that good, I'll take them. So I'll take the 3.5 going up against the Chiefs. And there's no doubt. Give me the Eagles 23-20 over the Cowboys.
You are something else.
Also, just an annoying enough offensive performance.
Yep.
You see what he just did,
though?
Okay.
What is the line?
Well, the line's 3. It was hold on, let me check. Hold on. It was
three and a half last time I checked.
It was 3.5, but I asked Kostas today and he said 3. Hold on, he's on some fraudulent. Well, hold on. It's 3.
Well, on that on FanDuel it's 3.5.
Okay, all right. So he gets 3.5 then.
You get the 3.5. Congratulations, Ike.
You get the hook.
What are you talking about?
No,
what are
you
It's a close game. Oh, yeah, it's going to be low score.
Yeah, divisional game. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I could see 23-20 coming from a mile away. Unbelievable.
I know what y'all talking about, man.
You have no idea.
It's a close game.
Oh, yeah.
Divisional opponent on the road.
Oh, yeah. You have no idea what we're talking about. No idea. Yeah, I see right through you. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Jack, it's program, not program.
See, okay? I'm a program guy.
He's always been a program guy.
How do you spell program? How do you spell
that? P-R-O-G-R-U-M.
Whatever. Whatever. Guys, come on. Come on. Come on, guys. The Cowboys will win if they do not turn the ball over and the referees have their glasses on this time. Okay? So give me – come on. Give me this. I need this. It's been 2 years. Give me something. You know, this is our time. Come on.
Your time to do what?
This is our time. Oh, hold on a second. We play the Chiefs in 4 days after that. And then it's our time. Oh, wait. We play the Lions 7 days after. Oh, we got three games in 12 days.
Yeah, it's over. It's over, man.
It's a wrap. You won't even finish 500. It's a wrap.
You got WIP hosts. You got callers. You got ESPN saying the Cowboys are going to win. Come on. Give me this. Give me something to make it through the year.
No, it's over.
And let me tell you, Cowboy Jim, I'm glad everybody at ESPN is all cowboyed up this week.
Are they?
Yeah, they're all picking the Cowboys. Okay. The Eagles going through turmoil. Cowboys just got a fraudulent win over the stinking Raiders Monday night. And everybody is back to the Cowboys being good, and they could go on the run. They're about to get smacked 3 straight games.
That's because, Ike, listen, the world smiles when the Cowboys win, okay? We love the Cowboys, billions of fans. This is what we want. The NFL needs it. Come on. We don't want the fraudulent Eagles going in there with their tush pushes and all this other stuff. Come on. Yeah, give me a break.
No, and this is this fraudulent three-game stretch the Cowboys get every year where they aren't, but you get 7 days – and you get the short week against Kansas City, and then you get 7 days because they play the Lions on a Thursday? Or is that a Sunday game?
Yeah, 3 games in 12 days. Yeah. You guys try to do something like that. Give me a – come on.
No, we're doing 4 games in 18 days.
Yeah.
Listen.
We're tougher.
Our defensive backs, that's going to be the key to this game. Our defensive line has gotten better. Come on. This is our time. Give me this. And look at Dak's record. Look at his record at home against NFC East divisional team. Mm-hmm. He's like 18-2.
Yep. I wonder who those two losses are against.
Well, I don't know. It's probably the Eagles.
Well, I do. Yeah, exactly. Sure. It's the Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, well, goodbye, losers.
All right. Loser.
He wants it so bad,
yeah.
But he knows deep down.
Yeah, you can hear it.
He knows deep down.
The bite is gone.
Oh, man. It's harmless.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season's here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of your dreams. And on budget, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which matters more to you on Sunday versus the Cowboys, a win or the offense going off 84%? Say a win.
A win.
Uncle Drew in Dover, you're on WIP. What's up, Uncle Drew?
Thank you. I've been waiting 4 hours.
I'm sorry.
4 hours.
Spike's
all good. Listen, no, I'm coming for you, Spike. Now listen, Patrick Mahomes, 18 touchdowns, and he has 6 interceptions. And then you got Josh Allen. He has 18 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Jalen Hurts, 16 touchdowns, 1 interception. All that stuff that you was talking about as far as, remember, in September, about they're playing, they're better, this and that.
They're better. 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 They're better.
Let me finish.
They're better.
And then I'll let you talk. Let me talk. Hold up. Patrick Mahomes, they're 5-5. Did you see what happened last night?
Uncle Drew. Uncle Drew, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you an honest question? If the Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills both called Howie Roseman and offered Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen for Jalen Hurts, what do you think the Philadelphia Eagles would say?
I'm not trying to hear that.
No, I asked you. No. You said you could finish, then I could. So I asked you a question. If the Kansas City Chiefs called and offered Patrick Mahomes for Jalen Hurts, and if the Buffalo Bills called and offered Josh Allen for Jalen Hurts, what do you think the Eagles would say?
I don't know if that would happen, per se.
What?
Of course it would happen.
I'm just asking what, let's say it did happen, what do you think the Eagles would say?
Okay.
Your call is over unless you answer my question, because this is only fair. Once again, just for everyone in the room so the people in the back can hear it. If the Kansas City Chiefs called and offered Patrick Mahomes, if the Buffalo Bills called and offered Josh Allen, both for Jalen Hurts, what do you think the Eagles would do in each of those situations?
I'm not for sure.
Well, I know you're not for sure. Neither of us is for sure. And I gave you this is your final
chance. Just say yes.
Don't do that. You know what? You know what it is? You can't. You know what the answer is. And because if I'm glad that you have some what's the word I'm looking for? Some honesty in you. Because if you thought the answer was no, you would just say no. But you can't do it because you know the answer is yes. And then my next question is, why do you think the answer is yes? And the answer is because both players are better. Now, here's the problem. It doesn't matter because they're not going to do it, and he's the quarterback we have. Josh Allen's a better player than Jalen. It's fine.
Can I talk? Please?
Sure.
I'm trying to be calm. Can I talk? Now, listen. Last night, perfect example. Got sacked 8 times, and what he had? 2 interceptions, right? And he had an interception when it mattered. Like, and if he didn't have all that happened, they would have possibly won.
Dude, you're a fool. He has to do, Uncle Drew, he's the entire offense. He has such a different job than Jalen. Did he play good last night? No. He plays bad sometimes, just like every player does. He's still better. He's the entire offense. If Jalen was tasked as being the entire offense for a team, the team would stink. It's just, it's a fact. It's okay. You're the one doing this, not me.
Oh, my gosh. Spike, come on. Now, listen. I'm telling you. Like, it's ridiculous what's going on.
Uncle Drew, Spike, I'm going to give you one more chance to answer. If the Bills called and offered Josh Allen for Jalen Hurts, what do you think the Eagles would say?
My dad or anything like that. Like,
all right. I don't even bring up these guys. It's fine. Like, who cares? At this point, who cares? Right now in the middle of the season, mm-hmm. Who cares?
I would say Jalen's having a better year.
That's fine.
So you would agree with that, Dan, right?
Well, I don't think so.
What?
Huh?
I mean, I don't.
Well, one guy's 5-5.
Yes, wait, the team is 5-4. Yes.
Well, okay, the team is 5-4.
Yes.
All right, he has 2 more throwing touchdowns.
He does.
And way more interceptions.
He does.
And you think that's playing better?
Well, if you want to throw numbers out there, Jalen is like 16th in the league in QBR, and those guys are 4-5. So
in QBR?
Yes. Jalen is 16th in QBR.
No, I can understand what he's saying. I'm just looking at their numbers. I don't know how they're as high as they are.
Because they're more productive than he is. They're better players. I'm not arguing
about who's the better player. I said who's having a better year.
I don't think Jalen's having a good year.
You think Josh Allen's having a good year?
I don't think Josh Allen's having a very good year.
Okay. Think Patrick Mahomes having a good year?
No.
Okay.
I don't think any of them are having a good year.
All right.
Yeah. I think there are many more quarterbacks having better years than those 3 guys.
Okay.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. No one's having a better year than National Appliance Warehouse.
No. And guess what, Spike?
What?
It's the best time to get into National Appliance Warehouse.
Because of the Black Friday mega sale.
They're not making you wait Friday.
No.
Get up at 4 a.m.
No.
Mosey on down there.
You want to relax on Friday and watch the birds.
Yeah, come on. You don't have time to go waste shopping.
Yeah.
Do it now. Do it this weekend. You don't want to be sitting around your sad kitchen next week. Probably got family coming over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Go to National Appliance Warehouse now and take care of your appliances and get up to 40% off on over 100 brands at National Appliance Warehouse. So you're going to get the right appliance.
Yep.
100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, LG, Whirlpool. the big appliance brands. You're going to get the best price. It's the best time to get there to take advantage of the best price. That's why the Black Friday Mega Sale exists. And on top of all that, you're getting a top-notch service team there to take care of you. They'll walk you through the whole process. They'll help you pick the right appliance. And they do installation and delivery on top of all that. The whole nine yards, Spike.
The whole nine yards. And like you mentioned, the Black Friday Mega Sale, even if you happen to get there afterwards, because of Price Assure, you know you're getting the best price anyway.
Yeah.
It's like there's no other place you can go.
There's no catch. There's no catch. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Don Fritz sent you.
Gary and Vineland here on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Do you think Corey can like hook up that guy with his IT guy? Because, whoa.
Well, he was on a speakerphone. But he was so passionate, I appreciated it anyway. Or the rare...
The ring was going down or the door was open?
Was there beeping? I didn't hear the beeping.
Yeah. It was worse than...
Well, now your phone stinks.
My phone's back on my phone.
Yeah, phone's going in and out. It sucks, Gary.
How can it be? No way.
Yeah, but well, what do you think I'm... Yeah, what do you think, we're lying?
Is that better?
Oh, were you on speakerphone?
I was on the car, which I always am on the car, but never.
Well, you're on the car. That's a very, very insidious way of describing that you're on speakerphone.
No, it's probably on CarPlay. Yeah.
That's speakerphone.
Nah, it's not speakerphone. Yeah, I think there's been CarPlay and speakerphone. 215.
Yeah. It's a speakerphone.
Are you sure, though?
That scared me.
That scared me too. I know. Yeah, I was like, what?
CarPlay is speakerphone.
But it's not speakerphone. It's through the car. Speakerphone's through your phone. Don't look at me like that.
Through the car? What do you think?
No,
it's through the engine?
About speakerphone in a car, man.
Yes. You think it's through the steering wheel, you the moron? It's a speakerphone that works through your car. You absolute idiot.
Dude, you're wrong on this.
No.
Yes, you are.
CarPlay is a speakerphone, you dork. All CarPlay is, it sends your phone through the car, which sends it through a speaker. Are you out of your mind? It's a speakerphone.
Are you sure, though?
Hear me. Are you fasting?
That's going to be a good...
I'm not fasting. It's been the end of a long week.
I know.
All right.
And all I got to say is Mike and Ike, the Cowboy Jim. Don't want to hear that guy.
All right, Gene.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, just right. Hang up on him.
Yeah, I'm moving
sick
on.
Sick of him, Gary.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Mahomes is 3. Allen is 16th.
Hurts is 16th. Oh, Hurts after last 15th. Night. I didn't look after last night. After last night, probably hurt him. Yep. All right. There you go.
All right. I was only
I stand
I,
corrected.
Only because I was like, how the hell is he 4th with his numbers?
I did not look after last night.
Yeah.
Before
That's
last night,
what
he probably
it is
was.
After
yes.
last night. Yep.
Justin, I stand corrected.
It's all right. It's all good.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, boys? I ain't on speakerphone. I ain't on CarPlay. I'm on the phone. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Justin?
On the phone?
I'm on the phone. Like I said, I ain't on speaker. I ain't on CarPlay. I'm just on the phone.
See, but CarPlay is speaker, though, just so we're all clear. Yeah.
I got to agree with Spike on
yeah.
this one.
Yeah.
I still don't think you're right. I don't. I don't. It sounds different.
Save this argument for another day, Jack. You're going to lose, bud. I'm telling you.
Are you sure, though?
We're sure. Anyway, I just got a quick question. Like Jack posed this last night on Fritz at 6, and I tried to get in with him, but he's having such a damn good show. I couldn't get in, man. I kept calling and calling, so he was busy all the way up till 7:30, just kicking ass and taking names last night. But anyway, if the Eagles, he was saying, would you rather have just a win as a win or a win, you know, do you want to see them score points? I didn't understand if he meant, like, would you take the loss seeing them score points?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what he meant, yeah.
So, no, I don't want to lose. I don't. I don't want to lose a single game. That's the point. If we win every game 10-9, 2-0, whatever, as long as we win, we're winning. You know, as long as you just keep winning. But in my opinion, like, what would you want to see out of it? Because we know we're about to hit a stretch of bad defenses. So what does this team have to do? Hopefully all this BS that we've listened to this week, these guys will snap out of it maybe and it'll galvanize them. I highly doubt it. But what if they come out and they win 28-10, something like that? Is that going to help you guys or are you going to be just like, It was a bad defense.
I just want to be clear. I don't think it has anything to do with me when I'm talking about
no,
it.
No, no, no.
I think they need it for them.
He's saying yes.
Yeah. And yeah.
Just so they will stop complaining.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, what my opinion is, I think for me to believe in them as a Super Bowl contender, the offense has to be more functional than it's been.
Yes.
I don't know what the number is. You know, I know it with my eyes. I think we'll all
to
know
me,
it when we feel it.
It's got to be more than 21, in my opinion. In my opinion, it's got to be more than 21.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I would agree with you. I think 24 and above feels like, yes, as long as there's not a defensive touchdown in there, it feels. Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I don't know about that. But right. See, what everybody was talking about, they're back. It was against a decent Vikings team and a bad Giants team that we needed to get back on with the Giants. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
We let down that Giants game because we came in, it was a short week. They were like, okay, we lost the heartbreaker to the Broncos. It's the Giants. We're going to roll them like we always do.
They saw Kirkering throw the ball into the stands.
Yeah,
so they're
exactly.
Clearly thrown off by that.
But
the Giants
really,
game was the night Kirkering threw the ball the night the Phillies lost.
Yeah.
Oh,
would
exactly.
You guys lock in? I don't care that it's 5:49 on a Friday.
We lock in. You've been screwing up the whole show.
Oh, I missed
Kirkering. I mean, my brain didn't go to the Phillies. God. I'm like, what is he talking about?
You screwed up Tommy down the shore.
I was a little late.
You screwed up the Ike juice.
That was because I didn't see that coming.
You haven't trained Gary to not act like he's on tape delay.
I thought we were in a good spot with Gary.
Yeah.
He's relapsing.
Anyway. Country at 3:30. Country's been killing it this week, except for the Old Town Road. That was atrocious. I hate that. That's trash. Wagon Wheel is a leader in the clubhouse. If y'all are going to do the same song every day, because all y'all sounded good that day. I think even Elliot joined in and sang a little. Maybe I couldn't tell, but y'all are killing it with 3:30 Country. I don't care what you say, Spike. Ike's all about it. He don't care. You need to do a little Eric Church for Ike.
I'm a good team player.
He is the team player. Yeah.
Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
Yeah,
anyway, y'all
come on, Ike.
Weekend, boys.
That's a song.
Let you go. I'm going to let you go. Y'all have it good and love you. It's me.
All right.
I'm going to send you an Eric Church playlist. That's what I'm going to do.
All right.
He's headlining your little festival.
It's a little festival.
My little festival.
Yeah. Now it's your little festival.
The text line's brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
We don't care if email is down for the whole company. We're busy right now. Corey's IT team working on solving his phone issues so he can call a radio show which makes zero money for the company.
It's a good point.
The hotspot issue. Did not have that on my bingo card. That's the reason why the phone wasn't
working.
He's
using his phone as an internet hotspot, I guess. I guess that's what's happening. What's next?
Anatomy of an Elliot segment. Elliot makes a wildly hyperbolic declarative statement that ends with, "And I don't think it's even debatable." Ike immediately asks a basic question that challenges Elliot's statement. Elliot, you know, I have to go back and look. Joe and Drescher.
He did have that.
He thinks he's so cute.
Yeah.
He is cute.
Yeah, he's kind of cute. Yeah, this is a little Paddington, his little pea coat. What's next?
Yeah, his lad era?
Yeah, his lad era. What's next?
What happened? When? Ike, whenever anyone asks him about something specific that happened during the Country Music Awards that he supposedly watched.
Well, I didn't watch it completely.
You were flipping it on and off.
I was just flipping back and forth. It
sounded
yes.
like you watched the whole thing.
No.
What's next?
Why do people not like us? Jack and Spike ponder as they mock the hatred of the Cowboys.
Oh, man, come on. You kidding me?
I did get people on my timeline upset about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, in this city?
Yeah, come on, man. No.
Y'all, man, y'all crazy.
What's that?
I'll just let y'all do that.
That's a good choice by you.
Yes,
a good choice by you.
What's next?
Wow, these wings are even spicier at elevation. Spike in his private jet on his, quote, road trip, unquote, to get wings.
We drove. Blue Chew after, are we doing the thing and then Blue Chew? Is that how we do it here?
Yeah, I guess that's how we're going to have to do it.
Okay, who's up next?
That would be Buzz.
At 6 o'clock again? It's not even a holiday week.
Wow, keeping the youngins down. Wow.
All right.
Buzz is next. We'll talk to you Monday at Chickies and Pete's. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant's the thief of joy.
Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly on touchdown. One, two,
one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Eagles! Crank it up!
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
So
okay.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.